We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Buffs Insider, our weekly podcast here at the University of Colorado. Neil Welk of CUBuffs.com, voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Buffaloes basketball, number 23 in the land, gets a 22-point win over Washington State last night and is now 15-4 in the season, 4-2 in Pac-12 conference play. And part of that last night I thought was a pretty impressive victory, a great bounce back from what happened last Saturday down at Tucson.
Just a really nice comeback win. They kind of scuffled a little bit in that first half, Mark. Came back, played really well in the second half. A lot of balance. Lucas Siewert just shows what a true veteran he was with a 16-10 double-double. You know, three guys with double-doubles overall, and they did it without – you know, a pretty good player who was sitting on the bench the whole game.
Yeah, Tyler Bay missed the ball game, had a bruised hand. Tad told us in the post game they expect him back on Saturday when Washington comes to town. You take a guy like that. So here you've got the team coming off a game in which they were out-rebounded by 14 down in Arizona. They gave up 30 offensive rebounds over the course of two games on that trip into the desert last week. You don't have the Pac-12's leading rebounder, and yet Colorado ends up plus 17 rebounding in that ball game. That's the way other guys step up with his absence out there.
And it was, and you know, they started stressing that rebounding. I laughed when I got to practice on Monday afternoon. Mark, the first three drills they did were all rebounding. You know, and they were joking about that tonight. But that's, you know, that's what happened. And Tad challenged these guys before the game and said, "Hey, look, you guys got to go out there, rebound the ball, and you have to step up and make up for the leading rebounder in the league." And again, I give a ton of credit to Lucas Siewert, who just had a really nice game. Evan Batty, who did not play well at Arizona, bounced back, had a good night. McKinley Wright was McKinley Wright again, and it was just a really nice game.
Here's the thing about Lucas Siewert. He has his third career double-double, 16 points, 10 rebounds, ties his career high in rebounds. And I said to another media member after the ball game last night, I said, the thing about when I see Lucas do that, I always say, why isn't it there more consistently? Because he's got the ability to put up those kind of numbers on a regular basis.
Yeah, and I think part of it is him getting into the game, and they count on him to shoot a lot, and they count on him to be that guy that stretches the defense. So when he's on the offensive end of the floor, he's a lot of the time roaming around on the three-point line trying to, like you said, stretch that defense. But Tad said something really interesting tonight. He said, as I was watching this warm-up tonight, he said, I, uh, I looked out there and said, why did I play Lucas Siewert as a freshman? He said, I'd love to have that guy for another year because it would be, you know. He said if he had redshirted him that year, just think of what he could be next year. But I really liked the way Lucas responded. I liked the way Evan came back. I just liked the way the team came back, you know, last night, Mark.
Yeah, without question. They really bounced back nicely. I want to talk a little bit about McKinley Wright. He had 10 assists in this ballgame. He ties the great Jay Humphreys all time for double-digit assist game with 7. He moves into now with the 10 assists in this one. He comes into the ballgame with 432. He's got 442. Moves ahead of Mike Reed for number 2. I beg your pardon. Moves ahead of Jose Winston for number 3 all-time. Mike Reed's just now just a couple ahead of him. And if you look at when he comes back as a senior, he's going to blow right by Jay Humphreys. It's amazing as we sit here about a little over halfway through his junior campaign. We're talking about one of the best point guards that's ever strapped on a bus uniform.
Oh, no doubt. You know, and we'll just go ahead and say it, Mark. Yes, I did see Jay Humphreys play. Might have even actually covered a few of his games. And so, but the things that McKinley does, just he makes everybody around him better. And I love watching him play. And Tad Boyle challenged him on Monday earlier in the week and said, hey, McKinley, you've got to step up your game a little bit. You got to rebound a little bit better. Take care of the ball. McKinley Wright had 3 turnovers last night in the first, I think, like 7 or 8 minutes of the game. Did not have another turnover the rest of the game.
Yeah, he has been really good. In fact, over the last, 7 or 8 ball games, he's averaging about 16 points, about 7 assists now, and about 5 or 6 rebounds per ball game. I don't want to say Neil's old, but one of the best interviews he ever did was with James Naismith when he was playing, by the way, back in the YMCA in Boston. This basketball team now sits up at 15-4. And 4-2. We saw it. It was kind of a wild night around the Pac-12. UCLA gets a win at Oregon State. USC nearly wins at Oregon. The Ducks win a double overtime, 79-70 last night. Utah sneaks out a 1-point win over Washington. This league's really crazy right now, isn't it?
It is, you know, and I tell you what, Tad says it every day, but he says you got to come to play every night in this league. And this, you know, the game last night ends up being a 20-point game, but Mark, with 12 minutes left, it was a 4-point game. Yep. And so it you have to be ready to play. And I tell you what, this game tomorrow, Saturday, is a big one for Tad Boyle. He has lost to these guys 5 times in a row. He has not beaten them. The only player on the Colorado roster who has played in a win over Washington is Lucas Siewert. Nobody else has played in a win over Washington. They lost to him 3 times last year. And I tell you what, after the game, Tad usually says, well, you know, we'll talk about the next opponent tomorrow. He was already talking about Washington.
Yeah, they are one of those teams. And as well as I know Mike Hopkins, and when I was at Syracuse and 03 when they won the championship, Hoppy was on that staff, got to know him very well. When you look at what Washington does, it's West Coast Syracuse. I mean, it's a 2-3 zone defense. They've got some of the best-looking athletes. And it's just like Coach Jim Boeheim recruited at Syracuse. Very long, athletic, that 2-3 zone defense. It spreads all the way across the floor, and it looks like there are no passing lanes out there.
Yeah, and it's caused the Buffs some trouble. So, the last 2 years, they're 0-5 against Washington, 0-3 last year against that Hopkins defense. And, you know, it's going to take a lot of patience. It's going to take pinpoint passing, moving the ball, doing the right things, getting it into the post, and getting some shots in there when they play those guys. But that team they have a couple guys that are already being projected as first-round NBA picks on that team.
Yep, they're a very talented team. Now, just take a look at where Colorado is right now. So here they sit at 4-2 in league play. Got 5 more home games. I was joking with Tad in the pre and post game about each one of these home games, now 5 left, they're like gold, right? You've got to win those ball games. So if you get those 5, that gets you to 9. You've got, 7 left on the road. If you split, there's 3 plus the 1 at Utah. That would get you 4. So that gets you to 13 or 14. I kind of figure you need probably 14 to win this league this year.
I think 13 or 14 will win this league this year, Mark. I really do. And I say that the only team that I think has a chance to get a whole lot better down that stretch is Arizona, because I think they're so talented. But we saw them lose 2 on the road last week. And so I think 13 or 14 has a real good chance of winning this league this year, because it's another year of the Pac-12 cannibalizing each other. Yep. I mean, you look – as talented as USC is, took Oregon into double overtime. That's the USC team that lost by 32 to Washington earlier this year. They got beat 72-40. Yeah. So it's just one of those years, and I think Tad Boyle has said it consistently. Who's going to be consistent down the stretch? And that's, if this team can build a consistency, I see no reason they can't be playing for a championship down that last week.
I think they've got a real chance of that. By the way, that game on Saturday, that's a 7 o'clock Mountain Time game. Scott and I will hit the air at 6:30 with Bus Warmer presented by Safeway as the Buffs will take on the Washington Huskies and look for the home sweep this weekend. Before we wrap things up here on the Buffs Insider, earlier this week we found out that Athletic Director Rick George is one of three now named this year. That makes it 13 total on the College Football Playoff Committee. What a phenomenal feather in his cap, but really for the University of Colorado as well.
Well, it's an acknowledgement of what kind of guy they have in the leadership position at the CU Athletic Department, because the people who sit on that committee are people who are seen not only as college football experts, but as great leaders, great administrators, people who will make the right decisions. And I think that that just speaks so highly of what you and I know working for the guy. You know, we get to see him on a daily basis, and it's a great feather in the cap for the University of Colorado, because it does say, hey, that athletic department at CU is led by one of the best.
I've gotten this comment a number of times since the news came out early this week. Well, great. Now someone's going to be in there working for the Pac-12 and for the University of Colorado. And people need to understand that's not quite the way it works. In fact, you know what happens when the conversation comes around to a Pac-12 conference team.
Yeah, the Pac-12, whoever represents the Pac-12 walks out of the room. Rob Mullins had nothing to say about Oregon going or not going this year. You know, when Rob Mullins was on that committee, he had to step out of the room when they talked about Oregon. And that's, you know, Colorado, if Colorado gets to a point or a Pac-12 team, then that administrator has to, you know, sit back and let everybody else make those decisions. But again, it speaks so highly of Rick. I mean, this is a guy who chaired the name, image, and likeness committee for the NCAA this year. He's the head of LEAD, which is the National Athletic Directors Association. Now he's sitting on the College Football Playoff, and it's just, you know, another signal that the guy who leads Colorado athletics is not just well-respected around here, but well-respected around the nation.
Yeah, without question. What a great feather in the cap, like I mentioned, for Rick George. So the lead Buffalo, we certainly always appreciate his efforts, and he's one of the great leaders in college athletics. Hey, real quick, tonight the Colorado women have a pretty tough challenge, but they've played Stanford. They play at number 6 Stanford tonight, 8 o'clock the tip-off on the Colorado Basketball Network, Mountain Time, that is. J.R. Payne's got a much improved basketball team, and really she was joking with me on Monday night at Corelli's at Buzz Primetime. She goes, for some odd reason we played Stanford very well.
Yeah, and I like her team. I like the way they play. I love the freshman point guard Jalen Sherrod. I think she is going to be, by the time you talk about great point guards, by the time she's done, she's going to be recognized as one of the great point guards in CU women's history. I really truly believe that. She sees the floor. She does a lot of things well. JR has finally got all of her players on this team, and I think this is a program that's on its way up.
Yeah, without question. Again, that's an 8 o'clock tip-off tonight. Don't forget tomorrow at 7 o'clock. It's number 23 Colorado versus Washington, 6:30 with the pregame of the Colorado Basketball Network in Denver on 850 AM and 94.1 FM on KOA Colorado. And always, check out Neil Welk's coverage of all CU athletics, but in particular basketball right now on CUBuffs.com. As we wrap up Buffs Insider this week, that's Neil Welk of CUBuffs.com. I'm voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Thanks for joining us on the Buffs Insider.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.